Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Today's episode is the top three challenges of conference calls and how to overcome them. This is the third of a three-part series. So here's the challenge. Your audience is distracted. They're doing something else, or their attention is pulled somewhere else while you're trying to deliver a conference call, lead a conference call, or just deliver your message and get your message across on the conference call. So this just recently happened to me. I'm on a conference call with a colleague who's in his car. And as we're going through this meeting, and I will just state here for the record, I try to avoid at all costs any virtual meeting where the other folks are in an environment where they cannot really focus. And I absolutely try to avoid at all costs anyone driving while they're on a conference call. But I had a meeting with a colleague who was in his car and insisted on us meeting. And as we were going through the meeting and I was delivering a presentation to him and talking about the topic at hand, what I noticed is I would explain some key points or lay out a key message, and he would unmute his phone and get back into the call and ask me the exact same thing I had just described, or ask me a question about something I had just gone over, or ask me if I had considered something I had just explained. And this happened repeatedly. So big waste of time, because I was having to repeat everything twice and he was not able to really focus. So we actually ended that call early just because it just was not working. So I don't recommend doing conference calls when someone's in a car. But the idea is that my colleague was heavily, heavily distracted. Now, some things you can make adjustments for in terms of getting your audience really engaged on that call. So let's assume that your audience is not in the car, but they're just at their desk, or they're in a conference room, or they're somewhere else, and they keep jumping on email, or they're checking their phones, or doing whatever. They're not fully brought into your message. So one of the things that you can do to solve this problem is to make sure that you make your conference call a dialogue or a group discussion versus a monologue. So many times when I coach my clients and I listen to their conference calls, I hear a monologue happening. I hear the client, I hear my client delivering a long presentation. They're talking for 8 minutes, 10 minutes before anyone else has a chance to jump in or to say anything. And that just becomes deadly. A monologue is deadly on a conference call because it gives the audience a chance to disconnect and to engage in their email or whatever else they're doing until there's a break in the monologue where they can jump in, they can say something. So what I suggest is make sure that you break up that monologue by doing just one simple thing. Ask questions. Ask open-ended questions. So if you hear yourself going on for longer than, you know, a couple of minutes or 3 minutes, then ask an open-ended question to the group. So you'll structure your presentation or your message so that you're laying out a little bit of information and then getting some feedback. Getting a little bit of information, getting some feedback. You also want to make sure that the folks on the call know that you expect them to be present, that you expect them to engage and to have a discussion on that call. So they know they may be called on. Maybe you call on them to answer certain questions unexpectedly. You know, they have to speak off the cuff on the call. And certainly by in the agenda, setting it up so other people can actually present on that call. So there are a variety of ways that you can make the conference call so that your audience becomes less distracted and they become more engaged with the business at hand, which is the conference call. So here is your action step for this week. And it has a couple of parts to it. So your action step for this week is I want you, before your call, if you have a presentation you're delivering or you have your message written out or structured in some way, I want you to look for places to insert open-ended questions every so often. And I forgot to say this earlier, but an open-ended question is a question that cannot be answered in yes or no. So an open question is something like, so John, what do you think about the XYZ project? Or John, I've just laid out all of the bullet points that support this idea. What do you think I've missed here? Or what do you think needs to be added here? Right? So asking open questions versus saying, did everybody understand that? Did everybody get that? Is everybody okay? Those are all closed questions because it does not generate a discussion. It just lets you shut right down and say, it lets the audience shut right down by saying yes or no. So you want to go back to your presentation and look for places to insert open questions every so often. The other piece of this action step is on the call, make it a dialogue or group discussion versus a monologue. And what that means is when you hear yourself talking too long or a few minutes and no one else has said anything and no one else is providing input, you want to stop and ask an open question that's going to bring that audience in to the discussion and get some other voices on at the virtual table. So that is what you're going to try this week. Look for places to insert open questions into your presentation. And when you're actually on the call, if you hear yourself in a monologue, stop it, ask an open question, generate a discussion. So that's the action step for this week. And thank you for joining us on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCreary, signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.